Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Addiction. Drug addiction is the topic. You know, we have now entered into a brave new world. Canada has now joined the country of Uruguay as the second country in the world that legalizes marijuana at any time, any place, anywhere, for any purpose, by anyone. They call it legalized recreational marijuana. Now that's a misnomer, it's a joke. There is no such thing as recreational marijuana. There's no such thing as recreation or non-recreation. It's the matter of marijuana now being available legally. And the purchase is available by anyone given an age. Now, we know that whatever age one fixes as a country, the use of marijuana dips below that age, you know, considerably. So we have a situation where marijuana now is going to be rampant. In the northern states of America, many of the U.S. citizens are going to move up into Canada, or they're going to just visit Canada quite frequently for the purpose of purchasing their marijuana. So it's going to be an effect upon the American population, to be sure. You know, one interesting study that came out of Canada just a couple weeks ago, and I'm sure they didn't take this into account and didn't even think about it, and that is the effect of marijuana on driving. Study was done, interestingly, in which they took a group of young men and women who smoked marijuana just periodically, maybe 2-3 times a week. Not heavy users, by the way, but once 2 or 3 times a week they used marijuana. They then put them into a driving task. A week later, 5 days later, after their last use of marijuana. And interestingly now, 5 days later, these people who were smoking just a little bit were still impaired in the driving. Their judgment of distance was impaired. Their driving of space, that is near another car or truck, was impaired. Their reaction time, such as braking, was impaired. In other words, driving is significantly impaired 5 days after even very light use of marijuana. Excuse me. So, we have now a country that has disregarded that information and has moved forward to legalize their marijuana. Now, you're going to see then an increased level of accidents. You're going to see an increased level of deaths. You're going to increase level of injuries because driving is impaired for the next week after usage. And people who use marijuana use it regularly. So they're probably under the influence of marijuana at the same time. So you have the impact of 5 days before, and you have the impact of the presence of marijuana in their body at any given time. Now, when it comes to this issue of addiction, you know, we have to kind of look at it from the point of view of various kinds of drugs. Take a look at the issue of alcohol, which is still one of the big issues of addiction. We'll never get away from that one. You know, the other day I was in my office, I was talking to a young man who had been now charged with a crime under the influence of alcohol. And he tells me the story of growing up in a home with an alcoholic father, uncles, other members of the family. In other words, here's a young kid who grew up observing drinking, observing the ill effects of drinking, observing the conflict and the fighting and the violence that came from the drinking of his own particular family. Parents divorced over the alcohol consumption. Fights were not uncommon because of the alcohol consumption. And here he was, a generation later, the next generation, following the very same pattern, drinking his alcohol, getting arrested, having marital conflict, having job conflict. It just boggles my mind as I talk to him, how he could grow up in a home where alcohol was so destructive, and destructive on his life particularly. And now he's doing the very same thing to himself, to his spouse, and to his children. In other words, the generational problem continues. Boggles my mind that people would do that. But you know, addiction doesn't go by reason. It's not a rational drug. It's an emotional drug. Drinking is an emotional activity. We do it for emotional purposes, not rational. If it was rational, we wouldn't do it. Now, research continues to show, as it has over the years, that about 10% of the population of people who drink are addicted. About 12% of the people who drink need some kind of treatment. But of that, about 10% show a pattern of addiction. Now, would you go on an airplane? This is the question. Would you go on an airplane if you knew that there was a 10% chance that that airplane was going to crash in flight? Well, would you drink a substance when you knew that 10% of the chance would be that you would be the one who would be addicted or would be ill-affected by that particular drug or the consumption of that alcohol? Well, are you an alcoholic? Let's ask this question. There's a little questionnaire. You can, about seven questions come from the Michigan addiction test to see if you're sensitive to alcohol. And here's four questions. If you answer yes to these four questions, that's a pretty good answer, by the way. Do you feel that you are a normal drinker? Do friends or relatives think you are a normal drinker? Are you able to stop drinking when you want to? Can you stop drinking without a struggle after one or two drinks? Now, if you can say yes to all four of those questions, that's a pretty good answer, by the way. We'll look at the next three questions, okay? After heavy drinking, have you ever had delirium tremens or severe shaking or heard voices or see things that are really not there? Here's the next one. Have you ever been arrested for drunk driving, driving while intoxicated, or driving under the influence of alcohol beverages? And then here's the third one. Have you ever been arrested or taken into custody, even for a few hours, because of other drunk driving related behavior or drunk behavior? If you can say yes to those three questions, you're in trouble. Those are difficult questions. And a yes answer to those indicates that you are in trouble. And you better do something about it. You better take that seriously. Okay? Here's four additional questions that could be asked. And evaluate your own drinking, your own status on these particular questions. Have you ever felt that you should cut down on your drinking? Have people annoyed you by criticizing your drinking? Have you ever felt bad or guilty about your drinking? Have you ever had a drink first thing in the morning to steady your nerves or get rid of a hangover? Now, if you can answer yes to those questions, you're in trouble. Okay? You're in trouble. So, drinking becomes really an issue, and we need to take it seriously. Otherwise, we're in trouble, and we don't know it. What is trouble? We'll take a look at the deaths that occur as a result of alcohol consumption. 50,000 people die every year in alcohol-related drowning accidents, motor vehicle accidents, homicide, suicide, falls, overdoses, you know, those kind of things. 50,000. Take a look at this. 40,000 die every year because of advanced ill health problems such as liver disease, pancreatitis, cancer, strokes, heart-related disorders caused by alcohol, caused by drinking. So there is about 90,000 people totally a year that drink and die as a result of drink-related, alcohol-related disorders, accidents, illnesses, and health conditions. So you can see we're in trouble. As a nation, we're in trouble every year. Now, if you compare that to smoking, it's a little different matter, right? Smoking kills about 500,000 Americans per year. No, smoking is an addiction. 500,000 per year. Alcohol, about 90,000 per year. Many of the drinkers also smoke. Many of the smokers also drink. We have a combination there. We still don't know what the death rate is related to marijuana. Nobody else knows that question yet. We haven't studied it this long. Yet we have a whole country of Canada just exposing their entire population to marijuana availability. So we don't know what the death rate is yet. It's still pretty low, actually, but we don't know because we haven't really studied it to any significant degree. But what we do know is all of these drugs have ill effects on health, have ill effects upon relationships, have ill effects upon marriages, have ill effects upon employment, have ill effects upon social relationships, have ill effects upon the goals that you have and want to pursue in life. All areas of life are ill affected by these kind of drugs. And alcohol is certainly one of the strong ones. So it's time to take, again, another look at it. It's time to take a look at the whole issue of addiction. And don't go down the path of smoking and drinking and then moving on into marijuana. It's a progression. And we know that alcohol leads to marijuana. So all that population that is drinking alcohol are at risk for marijuana use. Your kids are at risk. Young people are at risk. Older people are at risk. We have to be careful. We have to take this seriously. So you have to be honest with yourself. And if you don't smoke, don't. If you don't drink, don't. If you drink a little bit, stop it. Drink a lot, definitely stop it. But watch your drinking, particularly. It's an open door to a lot of other problems that will come into your life that otherwise you could avoid and probably would prefer to avoid. It takes wisdom. It takes courage. It takes stamina. It takes friendships. It takes the buddy relationships. It takes a mentoring relationship. It takes wisdom. It takes smarts to stop the use of alcohol or not even get involved in the use of alcohol to start with. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today, and take this seriously. This is an issue that's very, very important. And remember today, today is the first day of open use of marijuana in Canada. Follow the pattern. Follow the news. Follow the outcome. Watch, see what happens. Canada doesn't care what the research shows because there's not a lot of it. So they're going to go forward and create the studies. They're going to create the profile of the effects of marijuana on their population. So within a year to 5 years, we'll know totally what marijuana does to a population and to a country. Stay tuned. Bye for now.